Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yeah, hi. I'm responding to an offer.
Okay. Just give me a moment here. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 2311.
Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0001. 8081.
8081. Okay, give me a moment here while I bring this up. Okay, is this Lynette calling by chance?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, give me a moment here. Okay, and what's the best number to reach you on if we get disconnected?
213.
Okay.
675.
Okay.
6223.
6223. Okay. Yeah, let me just go ahead, Lynette, and verify some information here, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what's the business's name there?
It's the Law Office of Lynette S. Kim.
Law Office of Lynette S. Kim. Okay. Yeah, I'll just verify some stuff here. Are you a sole proprietorship? Or what's the business classification?
Yes.
Okay.
Sole proprietor.
Okay, and just to confirm the billing address here, I have 3435 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 2700, Los Angeles, California, 90010.
That's correct.
And company phone, I have 213-351-1000.
Yes.
Alrighty. So it looks like you might have made a web registration here.
I just did.
Okay, perfect.
Not
a problem. How long have you been in business there?
At this location since 2001.
How about your business in total there? How long have you guys been around?
19 years.
19 years, so about 1997, it sounds like, just off the top of my head.
Yeah, 96 or so.
96, okay. Yeah, so if you can tell me what you're looking to do there, looks like you might be looking for some capital based on your registration there. What are the needs there for the business, Lynette?
I'm a sole practitioner, and I'm carrying high interest credit cards. So what I'm looking for is some kind of a loan, business loan, that would eliminate those credit cards at a lower interest.
Okay, and what are the current interest rates there that you have on your credit cards?
I can't remember all of them, but it's probably like 14.99%, 16%. Some are lower, but
okay, and how much total credit card debt did you have there? Or do you have there, I should say?
I think I have about 70,000, 80,000.
Okay. And are you looking to net any additional capital on top of that, or are you just looking to kind of get those consolidated?
Mostly those consolidated and get them paid.
Okay.
Paid off.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see here. How would you define the personal credit there for you, Lynette? Good, bad, average?
I think it's good. I think the last time I looked at my score was 740.
740, pretty good. Okay, sometimes these loans are good for consolidating, sometimes they're not. You know, we kind of have to see what we can work up for you there. One good thing, or one thing that I would ask you there, are these corporate credit cards? Are these through the business, or are these just personal?
I think one or two is in the name of the business. The other ones are in my personal name.
Okay. And that's one good thing about these loans as far as consolidation goes is all loans don't show up on your personal credit bureau report, so it would be strictly business credit. Alrighty. Let me ask you a couple questions here to see what we'd be able to get the business qualified for. 2015, what did you guys do in gross annual sales?
95,000.
And what's your top line revenue there?
Oh, the top line was 170.
170. Okay. All right. What particular field do you practice in there?
I do family law and trust and probate work.
Trust work. Okay. And just to kind of give you an idea, you know, of what we'd be able to approve you for, we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, the most that I see us being able to get the business there is around $25,000.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So is that something that would help you or?
Yeah, that would help me in terms of paying off two high balance credit cards.
Okay, alrighty. Have you ever had a working capital loan before? Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay, so our typically, you know, our longest term is going to be 3 years. That's going to be for our A customers. You know, excellent credit. You have good time in business. That's another important factor. So. Yeah, that's going to be the term length there. What we look at as far as working on a proposal for your business, we'll look at 6 months of your business bank statements. We'll look at a one-page application, which I can shoot off to you there via email. And then we'll look at first page of your tax return, which I believe for the sole prop would be like a Schedule C with the sales on it there. And basically we take those three items and we see what we can do for you.
Okay. What kind of interest rate am I looking at?
So it's a fixed cost. It's not kind of your typical compounding, like annual percentage rate you're looking at. And it's typically going to go as low as 10 cents on the dollar and then kind of move north from there depending on, you know, time and business credit, revenue, that sort of thing.
So when you say 10 cents on the dollar, 10% and higher?
Exactly, yeah. That's where it's going to start and then move north from there. You know, like I said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, that's, you know, what we're looking at, like I said, is you seem to have pretty good credit. Time in business is important with us as well. And then revenue we look at. So, you know, all we'd need is those few items and then we can get you kind of a specific proposal, you know, without any strings attached. You know, for you to review and see if it's going to work for the business. My other question to you, any of the lines of credit there, any current loans out with the business?
Yes, there is.
Okay, what loans do you have out?
I have a business loan with U.S. Bank.
Okay, and the reason I think we had extended the offers there was based on some financing it looks like you did with them in October. Is that information accurate?
That sounds about right.
Okay, is this just like an SBA loan?
I mean, there's no collateral. It was just a business loan.
Okay, what's the current balance on that?
I want to say $27,000.
$27,000. Okay, yeah, that shouldn't really get in the way. What's the term length on that?
I think it's 3 years.
Totally. 3 years. Okay. 3 years. SBA. Okay. 27,000. Okay. Yeah, I can definitely shoot you off. I'll basically shoot you off an email with the one-page application and then kind of the other couple items we discussed. And then we get you an answer usually in a day or two, you know, as far as, you know, an answer on your file, hopefully a proposal that'll, you know, be a good fit for the business there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I have an email address here. It's lskim2002@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send that off to you there and go ahead and see what we can do for you. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much, you know, all the questions I really have there. But, yeah, I'll get that sent off to you there and we'll see what we can do for the business. Sound good?
Okay. All right.
Cool, great. Yeah, absolutely. I actually, I was actually planning on going to law school myself after college.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to get into environmental law.
Ah.
Yeah, I was studying for my LSAT, and then I had so many student loans already. I was just like, I don't know if I can handle all the you know, additional loans, but I'm super interested.
One thing about, I think, being a lawyer is it's great when you have an interest like that, and I would encourage people to go to law school. But law school doesn't teach us to see the practice as a business, because the 3 years are spent, every bit of it, on the substantive studies.
Right,
and
right.
So when lawyers come out of school, and it depends on the path that you take, but those solo practitioners, sometimes it's a struggle keeping the business, the practice, because we don't see it as a business.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
interesting. It's really interesting. I can understand where you're coming from there, you know, especially when you, did you just start on your own, like, right out of law school? Or did you work somewhere else?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I did. I worked somewhere else for a while, but I always knew I wanted my own practice. And so I started on my own almost immediately.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Yeah. It was nice speaking with you, Lynette, and I'll get that email sent out to you here shortly. And it's pretty straightforward. You'll have my contact information in the signature there, if my direct line here, if you have any questions in the meantime. And yeah, I'll go ahead and get that put together for you now. Alrighty.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Sounds good. Yeah. Nice speaking to you. All right. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.